North American ancient structures. One thing which I think is hard for us to realize is how old some of the world's countries are. We look around our country and to us the word ancient means something built about 150 years ago, but that word in Egypt would apply to a structure thousands of years old. Where we might declare a landmark 150 years old, a landmark in Egypt might have people would be living in it, and thinking nothing about its age. It isn't just Egypt which is a very old country, let's not forget Israel, China, India and many others such as Iraq and Iran, and even more. We are truly in the new world. There is something we should not forget however, and it is, this is Western civilization thinking. In case you are wondering what I am talking about, I am saying we forget the natives who were here before us were said to have been here for many thousands of years ahead of us. It is thought they came from Asia over a land bridge over the Bering Straits. They left some interesting structures on North America and in South and Central America. It is believed the oldest known human settlement in North America dates back 16,000 years plus. And the site is at an ancient Nez Perce village known as Nipe. That village is located where the Snake and Salmon rivers meet in Oregon. Archaeologists have dated it back as far as 16,500 years. Texas also has a site which seems to be that old. One thing which I found interesting is the fact the projectile points found there match exactly those being produced in Japan at the time. There is a wall which was built on Mount Carbon in West Virginia. No one knows why it was built. Not only do we not know who built the wall, but we don't know when. It could be truly ancient or not. It seems we know more about the Serpent Mound in Ohio. It is an earthwork in the shape of a snake. Scientists have said they believe it was built around 900 AD and they even think they know who built it. They claim it was the fourth ancient culture. Others do not agree and date this mound as being built around 300 BC. The mound is very large, stretching to 1,348 feet. It was not just built, it was purposely built so the head of the mound aligns with the sun on the summer solstice. Some people talk about how incredible the underground cities which were found in Turkey are. It is claimed we also have mysterious underground cities and one is under Death Valley, California. Today no one claims to have been there or even know where the city is. The Paiute Indians have legends describing the city. In the 1920s, an Indian guide claimed his grandfather had found the entrance to the city and went into it. He said not only were there mummies, but artifacts. Many believe where there is smoke, there is fire. There is a rock which is ancient and has deep geometric patterns carved into it, and it is felt only an advanced race could have created it. It is known as Waffle Rock. The rock is in West Virginia and some experts feel the shapes are far too complex to be natural. The rock sticks up about 6 feet. Some who have looked at this rock are convinced it was created by a highly advanced civilization. There are always those, however, who think even the most complicated designs are natural. Smaller waffle rocks have been found in two other areas of the United States. A site in Arizona is known as Casa Grande. It has been dated to around the 13th century. It has a four-story central building. The building was abandoned long before this country was discovered and after the Hopi Indians had moved away. It remains a mystery today in that we not only do not know who built it, but what it was for. I would be remiss if I didn't mention the ruins of the incredible city which were built into a mountain by the Pueblo Indians and then abandoned. I am talking about Mesa Verde. It has been called one of the most impressive prehistoric sites in the United States. I have to wonder how this level of perfection in building could have been accomplished. It certainly was not easy to haul materials up the side of a sheer cliff. The mystery deepens when we try and figure out why these Indians disappeared without a trace. There has been a theory knocking around for quite some time they had a fierce enemy and that is why they built so high up, but they finally had to leave for their safety. In case we forget, Mexico is also in North America, and the natives there have left some incredible structures behind. There are incredible pyramids, and many other ancient structures, and as a matter of fact it is said they have over 180 of these sites open to the public. The pyramid at Chichen Itza is one of the most famous tourist attractions in Mexico. The pyramid was built by the Maya, and is a four-sided pyramid, and on the top is a temple built in a box shape. When one looks at the stonework, it is hard to believe how ancient it is. Archaeologists date the construction to 600 AD, but there are others who believe they found evidence the construction of the pyramid and the other buildings at the site are far older, and say some are so old it strains credibility. I have only mentioned a few different sites in North America, but there are so many amazing ones. There are those who believe just as Egypt has many more structures to be discovered, so does North America. Remember, just recently we have gotten the ability to look through the jungle growth and find lost cities, and we are finding them. There are those who believe we are going to find some of those cities which were immortalized in history, such as El Dorado, the City of Gold. We have also found unknown cities which have yet to be dug out, such as Calakmul in Mexico. There are so many ancient sites in Mexico the government can't keep up with clearing them all. Someday they will all be dug out, but for now they are working on it. As more are being found, it increases the backlog.